Thank you. The way the samurai is found in death. Meditation on inevitable death should be performed daily. Every day when one's body and mind are at peace, one should meditate upon being ripped apart by arrows, rifles, spears, and swords. Being carried away by surging waves, being thrown into the midst of a great fire, being struck by lightning, being shaken to death by a great earthquake, falling from 1,000-foot cliffs, dying of disease, or committing seppuku at the death of one's master. And every day, without fail, one should consider himself as dead. This is the substance of the way of the samurai.
Since that basin is torture before leaving Earth. I wanna know what you gonna do for us right now. It's been a while, baby. We're waiting.
I'm chilling. I'm in the lab right here.
Shootouts, crack cells, black males and pack jails. Trapped in hell, no peace, cold streets. Surrounded by police this whole week. Buildings with no heat, no lights. The gas pipes, slow leaks. Dog fights and low life. Throw dice the whole night. Thieves creeping in the midnight evenings. We soar through the misty regions. Go to your house, take a bow for the demons. Moonlit, the lunar eclipse. Prophet stands in the midst of the seven candlesticks. I can't take it. Beauty that was once sacred is now getting faceless. Fake tits, fake lips, cold embraces. Memory erases from the slave ships. My princess, I used to spot her from a distance. Holding my infant, burning incense. The moment intent for her to step into my white tents. Now we step in precincts for your ebony prince. The smell of frankincense. Once treated like a pharaoh, but royal apparel anointed with myrrh and aloes. We used to wallow amongst the mallows. We had herds, sheep, and cattle. Now we battle. Used to pass over brooks of Kidron, the towers of Lebanon, the pool of Geshron. We used to sing songs upon Mount Hebron. How's gold turned to bronze? And how was gold turned to bronze? We were the wisest and the richest. Now we turn to snitches. Women turn to bitches in the time of harvest. We were the smartest. Worship wisdom like the goddess. Now we act retarded. For suck the wisdom of the fathers. We used to have 1,000 flagons of wine. In Palestine, now we drink Valentine. The rage up in the violent mind. From then to now, what goes up must come down. What goes down comes back around again. Where it all began.
It's bad when one thing becomes two. One should not look for anything else in the way of the samurai. It's the same for anything else that is called away. If one understands things in this manner, he should be able to hear about all ways and be more and more in accord with his own.
I'll get you the rest tomorrow. No problem.
Listen, Frank.
Yeah.
Rule number one, you don't fuck around with the boss's daughter.
Don't break my balls right now, Uncle Joe.
Frank, you asshole. Listen to me. She's been in and out of fucking hospitals for psychiatric evaluation. She's a real fucking wacko.
Yeah.
And now Vargo's put all the family's money in a fucking trust fund.
Yeah, well, tell me something I don't already know.
You're gonna need a clip, Frankie.
Are you finished yet, Uncle Joe?
You're gonna get whacked.
Well, I'm not fucking dead yet, so let's get off the goddamn phone already.
Frankie, are you fucking listening to me? That girl's a fucking wacko.
Yeah, I know.
And Vargo, he's crazy about her. And you know what I mean when I say crazy.
Yeah, I know, Uncle Joe.
Excuse me, Mr. Vargo. Sonny, Louis Bonicelli's outside. Said you told him to come down.
Thanks, Angie. Excuse me for a minute. I'll be right back.
Okay.
I almost hit the number last week.
What number did you play?
I played my license plate number. You know what?
What?
My fucking house address number came out.
Louie.
What's up, Sonny?
Come on, let's take a walk. So everything's set up?
Yeah, it's gonna go down tonight. I'm using my special guy.
What about the girl?
Marini says he put her on the bus to the seashore.
Good.
I don't feel good about it, though. Handsome Frank's a made guy and all. A good soldier. I feel a little bad.
Forget about it. Handsome Frank fucked up. You can pay your respects at the funeral with the rest of us.
Yeah. Some more wine, Louise.
I don't want any more wine.
What the fuck? What do you want? You want my Rolex? Whatever the fuck.
Did my father send you here to do this? Good book. Ancient Japan was a pretty strange place. You could have it, I'm finished with it.
If one were to say in a word what the condition of being a samurai is, its basis lies first in seriously devoting one's body and soul to his master. Not to forget one's master is the most fundamental thing for a retainer.
Bad feeling, Vin. First, Valerio calls me in for a sit down with Vago himself, and now the bird.
Come here, birdie, birdie. Come here, little fucker.
God damn it, Vin, this is ridiculous. I can't write this fucking small.
You sure we can't swag a fax machine and somehow get it to this guy? The Middle Ages? Got him, Louie. Louie, I got him. I got the sucker.
There we go. Easy now, Mr. Chicken. Easy. Mother of Jesus, Finn. Hold the damn thing still, will you?
I don't want to hurt him.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
It is a good viewpoint to see the world as a dream. When you have something like a nightmare, you will wake up and tell yourself that it was only a dream. It is said that the world we live in is not a bit different from this.
What are you guys doing?
Well, the kid says his mother went to work and locked him in the apartment. Now he's mad as hell.
Louis, Bago's waiting for us. I think you've got bigger problems than this, don't you?
Johnny, you said the girl was on the fucking bus last night. What happened?
She was. I don't know what happened. Let's go. We're already late.
Come on, Vin. Let's go.
Knowledge, baby.
Among the maxims on Lord Naoshige's wall, there was this one. Matters of great concern should be treated lightly. Master Ite commented, matters of small concern should be treated seriously.
They're with you, Joe.
They're waiting for you.
Sorry about Frank.
Thank you.
Sorry about your nephew, kid.
They whacked him. What are you gonna do?
That's the way it goes.
Johnny, go inside. They're waiting for you.
Thanks, son.
Louis, how's it going?
Yeah. Sorry we're late, Mr. Barlow. Sonny, Mr. Bonicelli here was delayed on his way over.
Sit down. Johnny, why don't you step outside, have yourself a smoke?
Sure, Sonny. Mr. Bargo?
We got a really big problem here, Louie. Seems like you're directly responsible for it. Your mystery man fucked up.
A Marini told me he put the girl, Mr. Vargo's daughter, on the bus.
He did, but she got off the bus and went to Handsome Frank's house.
You wanted Handsome Frank whacked. So he got whacked. Come outside. I set it all up. No traces, no nothing. Marini said that she was on the bus. But Jesus, I mean, it's lucky he didn't do her too, right?
If he had, you would be fucking dead.
This is not a good situation, Louis.
Where is she now? I mean, is she all right?
Don't worry about Mr. Vargo's daughter. What we need to do is eliminate the scumbag who whacked Frank. Frank was one of us. His killer needs to be neutralized, erased from the face of the planet.
For the past 4 years, this guy's done maybe 12 perfect contracts. Perfect. Like a ghost. He's very valuable. He's totally untraceable. I'm sure he didn't realize anyone was going to be there when he did Handsome Frank. Or he would have backed off. He sure as hell didn't notice she was going to be there.
Louis, unless you want to be buried next to Frank, now is the time to tell us everything you know about this mysterious, ghost-like, untraceable fucking button man.
Okay. Let's see. I don't pay him by the job. He'll only work if I pay him once each year, always on the first day of autumn. That's the way he wants it. First day of autumn, I settle up for whatever contracts he's done for that past year, see?
The first day of autumn. Okay. Let's just skip that part for now. Where does he live?
Fuck if I know. That's the next strange thing. Because I can't just call him up because, well, he contacts me only through a bird. You see, since I first started contracting stuff out to this guy, the bird comes every single day.
Hold it. Did you say he contacts you through a fucking bird? Did I just hear you say that?
What particular species of bird?
It's a pigeon. Must be like a carrier pigeon or whatever.
Passenger pigeon! Passenger pigeon's been extinct since 1914.
Am I fucking dreaming here or what? All right, Louis, forget about the bird, okay? Let me ask you this. Tell me, what does this mysterious guy look like? Could you maybe tell me that much?
He's a big guy. A big black guy.
He's what?
He said the guy's a nigger.
Well, see, maybe about 8 years ago, I saw a guy, this guy. Well, he was more of a kid, really, in a bad situation.
Stupid ass motherfucker! Get his ass up here! Holy motherfucker!
What's going on? What's the problem here?
So I, straightened things out. Anyway, then about 4 years ago, this big guy comes to my door, this big black guy. He's got a fucking pigeon on his shoulder. Fuck if I know how he found me, but he said he owed me. I only saw him once after that, and, well, we made this arrangement.
It's very touching, Louis. Let me just backtrack here for just a second. You seen this fucking bird comes to your house every day? Did he come today?
Yeah, Sonny, the bird was there this morning.
Did he have a message?
Yeah, the usual mission accomplished message.
And did you send the message back?
No. No, you would call me in, so I figured it was best to leave things alone.
Did you try to follow this bird? Put a bug on it? Anything like that?
No, I never had a reason to do anything like that. Like I said, I realize the arrangement I made with this guy is pretty weird, but he's always shown me complete respect.
Well, a whole new century is coming, Louis. And Mr. Vargo wants every member of his family to make it a priority to erase this weirdo.
This guy is a professional. Going after him could be very dangerous.
Handsome Frank was one of us. So now we're gonna peel this nigger's cap back. Better him than you, right, Louis? Now, what the fuck is his name?
Ghost Dog.
What?
Ghost Dog.
Ghost Dog?
He said Ghost Dog.
Yeah, he calls himself Ghost Dog. I don't know, a lot of these black guys today, these gangster type guys, they all got names like that they make up for themselves.
Is that true? Sure. He means like the rappers. You know, the rappers, they all got names like that. Snoop Doggy Dogg, Ice Cube, Q-Tip, Method Man. My favorite was always Flavor Flav from Public Enemy. He got the funky fresh fly flavor. Live lyrics from the bank of reality. I kick the flies